Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In celebration of the Lunar New Year, I thought today would be a great time to consider the lunar rabbit. Now, exactly what you see in the dark splotches of the full moon will depend on your individual and/or cultural priming. You may see a face, a man with a cane or a fork, a frog or toad, or some other animal real or imagined, but the rabbit has been a popular choice since time out of mind. And why not? Indigenous rabbit or hare species exist on every continent except Australia and Antarctica. The rabbit also boasts a great deal of character, inspiring numerous and varied tales that detail just how that rabbit made it to the moon or from the moon to the Earth in the first place. Author Randolph S. Albright recounts several of these in his 2020 book, House of the Three Rabbits. According to Albright, the Yoruba people of Nigeria and the Wolof people of Senegal recount legends of a rabbit sent down from the moon with the secret of immortality. But the rabbit got the message backwards or mangled in one form or another and instead bestowed mortality upon human beings. Oops. The moon punished the rabbit by splitting its nose and forcing it to accompany each dying mortal into the afterlife. The Siberian moon goddess Kaltes Iku sometimes takes the form of a rabbit. The Mayan moon goddess Ixchel often carries a rabbit. The Cree people of North America tell of a rabbit who traveled up to the moon with the help of a passing crane, and the Celtic goddess Ostra took on the form of a hare during the full moon. In Buddhist teachings, Albright shares, the rabbit's image appears on the moon because the rabbit offered up its own body to feed a starving beggar, who was actually Sakra, Lord of Devas, in disguise. The Aztecs told a similar tale concerning the god Quetzalcoatl. As Victoria Dickinson explores in her book Rabbit from the excellent Rakuten Animals series, the Aztecs associated the rabbit with drunkenness as well as the moon, and held that the rabbit must first pass through fire on its way to the lunar surface. And of course, the lunar rabbit has an important place in many East Asian traditions, often as a lunar zodiac animal, and Chinese traditions invoke the creature in the myth of Chang'e. We discuss various versions of this myth in great detail in our Stuff to Blow Your Mind episode, Chinese Immortality, which you can find in our archives. But the simple version is as follows. The hero, Yi the Archer, receives the elixir of immortality from the Queen Mother of the West. And then, while her reasoning varies depending on the telling, sometimes it's to protect the potion from theft by an enemy, Yi's wife, Chang'e, drank it instead and was instantly transported to the moon. In some earlier tellings, she is then transformed into a toad who pounds the elixir of immortality there, and it's, of course, the very toad we might see when we gaze up at the full moon. Other times, and certainly in later tellings, she retains her human form and is accompanied by the jade rabbit, who pounds the elixir of immortality instead. Thus, we see the rabbit on the moon. Dickinson writes, quote, "To Chinese alchemists, the pale jade moon rabbit embodied the yin, or female principle, that was associated with the moon not only in Asia, but in the West, where the moon is often referred to as feminine." She also pointed out that in Japanese traditions, the rabbit doesn't pound the elixir of immortality, but instead pounds the rice that will be used in Lunar New Year mochi cakes. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact, The Artifact, or Animalia Stupendium each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.